Welcome back to Caregiver Crossing, a service of Joy's House on 93 WIBC. Terry Stacey, Tina McIntosh, Candace Preston, Jeff Grotenmeier, son, is here.
Poor Jeff.
From American Senior Community.
It's okay.
He's some communities. No, Jeff, I'll tell you what. We had such a great time with Jeff that we're just going to keep him while Tina was gone. Jeff has to come in every week now, and this is probably about the time he needs a sabbatical. But Jeff, we're keep coming because we enjoy your company.
No problem. I love it.
Okay. Well,
it's my sabbatical to be here.
Is it? Oh, yes. That's the nicest thing.
Pitter patter.
He doesn't mean it. Amber Wolf is here.
Good morning.
Good morning, Amber. Amber is with the Arthritis Foundation. And also, Dan McKenzie is here from Regional Rehabilitation. He is a
regional rehabilitation consultant with ASC.
I was like a record.
Good morning.
And thank you guys for joining us this morning. We really appreciate it. And as always, we appreciate American Senior Communities, ASCSeniorCare.com. So, Amber, with the Arthritis Foundation, is this Arthritis Foundation Month? Is this Arthritis Awareness Month?
Yes. May is National Arthritis Awareness Month, and we have several different events going on this month that we would love to invite people to attend.
Okay. And then, Dan, how does this all fit into your world?
We actually sponsor a few speakers that talks about, you know, various topics, exercise, physical activity, the importance of that, talk about pain management and how we can actually kind of handle the painful conditions of arthritis.
Arthritis now affecting, Amber, not just the seniors. I mean, arthritis can affect teenagers and kids as well these days, doesn't it?
Absolutely. Arthritis actually affects people of all ages, some as young as 2 years old being diagnosed with juvenile idiopathic arthritis. It is not a disease of aging people any longer. It can happen to high school athletes or college athletes who have injuries to their joints. And because there's so many different forms of arthritis, we really have several different activities that we can help to educate people about the different forms of arthritis and how it affects their everyday life.
Are we just learning about different types of arthritis? Because I feel like when I was younger, it was something that just affected older adults. Is it kind of an umbrella term and we're now learning about different types?
Arthritis really just means the inflammation of a joint, and that can be any joint in the body. Osteoarthritis is the most common. It's the wear and tear, degenerative arthritis in the joints that can happen from an injury or overuse. The autoimmune forms of arthritis, like rheumatoid arthritis. We have people who have lupus that's related to arthritis as well. So there are several different forms, close to 150 different forms of arthritis underneath that umbrella.
Only 150. But the point is, you don't have to live with pain. And I think my grandma always just said, oh, it's just part of getting older, right? And you don't have to live with that pain.
Several people think that, absolutely. So many people think, well, it's just part of getting older. It's something I have to just deal with every day. And we absolutely don't want them to feel that way. We want them to feel like they can take control of their arthritis. We want them to be able to manage their pain. We want them to have a higher quality of life and still be able to be active.
Okay, so I have a couple questions. Is it true? I know you want to tell us about your events. Cracking your knuckles?
Well, first off, I am not a doctor, so I absolutely am not going to be able to tell you whether anything is good or bad for you. I'm not going to be able to diagnose anything. But anytime you overextend any of your joints in that fashion, you're abusing them, basically.
I'm going to go with yes. Cracking your knuckles does cause arthritis.
The technical term would probably be yes, but don't tie me to that. I'm not a doctor.
But if we do have symptoms, a pain or maybe a cracking or something like that. Like, I know I went in for something else, came out, and the doctor said, you don't have any issues with your shoulder, but how's your arthritis? Mm-hmm. And I said, my what?
He said, how's your arthritis?
And I said, well, okay, do I have cancer? And he said, no, you don't have cancer in your shoulder, but you do have arthritis. And I said, well, all I care about is not having cancer. See ya. I left. That was years ago. Should I now talk to somebody about the arthritis?
Well, at some point, if it goes untreated, if you don't take care of figuring out exactly what type of arthritis or what joints you have problems with, you can lose your range of motion. You can lose the ability to stretch and use that joint. You'll lose the strength in that joint. So maybe you'll notice you can't carry as many grocery bags anymore, or maybe you can't pick up something like you used to.
I can't vacuum.
You can't vacuum.
Oh,
you might have
what
to
a shame.
Buy a Roomba so you don't have to vacuum
have
and overuse your shoulder.
Honey, if you're listening, I can't vacuum.
Dan is here too. Dan McKenzie, who is a regional rehabilitation consultant with ASC. So tell us about what you're doing to help with arthritis and the people you see every day.
Yeah, first and foremost, just keep moving. You know, I think decades ago, it was kind of considered to be just, hey, if you have inflammation in your joints, just rest and be sedentary. And now the research shows that the more we move, the better off we're going to be. And the other take-home message is never too late. Mm-hmm. You know, I think a lot of times people, you know, might be 80 years old, they have an elective joint replacement, and they're here for therapy, and they're like, you know, I just have an exercise day of my life. Why now? It's never too late. You can make big improvements even later in life.
Even later in life. Tina, what does it feel like in your shoulder?
I can't feel my shoulder.
Is that really it? Is it just, it's just numb?
No,
what
I really...
does it feel like? Does it ache? Does it... what does it feel like?
I can
like?
Tell you the weather changes. I mean, I really, you know, I can tell you when there's like a front coming in or things like
because
that.
Because it will ache?
Yeah. And there's a little bit of range of motion issues, so I probably need to see somebody. I can feel things more in my knees. Mine's all sports related. I mean, I can tell you like the hard sports, racquetball mm-hmm. and softball and things like that from when I was younger.
Now she's just bragging.
I don't play those anymore because I apparently have arthritis and need to come to these free events that are coming up. So
absolutely.
I know the next one you've got coming up is on Tuesday. These are on Tuesdays.
Absolutely. Our next session is on Tuesday, May 9th. The topic is nutrition and arthritis. So we'll be covering the anti-inflammatory diets, and we have a fantastic nutritionist coming in to present that session.
Nutrition and arthritis. I want to know a little bit about that. Do we know anything? Or we have to come. We just have to come to the event.
You need to come. You absolutely need to come to the event. It depends. You know, a lot of weight control helps with arthritis in the weight-bearing joints, but there are some foods that are known to be anti-inflammatory as well.
All right. And these events are taking place where?
Actually, Rosegate Village facility with ASC. It's actually on 7525 Rosegate Drive.
And
right off of Emerson.
Anybody can come.
Anybody can come.
And do we have to register in advance?
Nope, just show up.
Just show up?
Absolutely.
Light refreshments, I see. Nice people. And learn some things.
What's one thing you can teach us right now if we've got some pain, Dan?
You know, just simply, it could be as simple as 3 days a week walking program. Just slow walking. It's, you know, low impact. You could even do chair exercises. You know, people think of, you know, weight training, strength resistance. It's nothing about that at all. You can even do body weight exercises at home. It can be that simple.
For Terry, I'd like Terry to do some chair exercises right now, Dan, if you could walk her through one of those.
Okay, should I be standing? I'll be sitting.
What would you like her to do? Maybe her bottom, move your bottom to the edge of the seat or to the back? Where would you like her to go on that?
To the edge of the seat would be perfect.
Okay, I'm to the edge of the seat.
Okay, go on.
Got it.
We're gonna call this a hip hinge exercise.
Okay.
So we're gonna actually put your hands on your thighs.
Okay.
And just lift your bottom 2 to 3 inches off the chair without using your hands to push.
Oh, really?
Oh,
you're talking about using my thighs.
Oh, my knee.
Oh, wait.
Oh,
so
that's hard.
And then slowly back down.
That is hard, but you know, I think that'll make my thighs stronger.
What just happened to my right knee?
Oh, did it pop?
Did it pop?
Yeah, it popped. Is that bad?
Great.
For crying out loud, my entire right side is going down.
Patella tendon injury.
No, I like this one.
Okay, you got to sit back down. Come back to the mic. No, come back down.
Oh, okay, I'm done. All right.
How many times should we do that?
You even 5 or 6 reps.
Okay.
Is adequate.
It's good.
In the middle of a meeting is good to do that, right?
Can you get arthritis? Can you feel arthritis in your back?
Sure you can.
Absolutely.
You can. So you can feel arthritis anywhere in your body?
Any joint in your body.
Okay. All right. We've got just about 30 seconds. I'm sorry.
Okay.
I took too long in my exercise.
Events every Tuesday night in the month of May. So
through
coming
May 23rd, yes.
Okay. This is excellent. And if people do have questions, where can they call?
They can call to my office, to the Arthritis Foundation. It is 317-217-1604.
Beautiful. And don't forget ASCSeniorCare.com. Great to have both of you with us this morning. Again, that is Amber Wolf with the Arthritis Foundation and Dan McKenzie, Regional Rehabilitation Consultant with our friends at American Senior Community. The news is next, 93 WIBC.